The Path to the Discovery of the Big Bang. That the universe came into being in an instant as a result of an explosion, that it was created, in other words, acknowledged by the entire world of science today. And the discovery of these very important facts has been made possible as a result of revolutionary observations and findings.
In 1929, in California's Mount Wilson Observatory, an American astronomer by the name of Edwin Hubble made one of the greatest discoveries in the history of astronomy.
While he observed that the stars with a giant telescope, he found out that they emitted a reddish light depending on their distance. This meant that the stars were moving away from us. According to the recognized rules of physics, the spectra of light, beams traveling towards the point of observation, tend towards violet. When the spectra of light beams moving away from the point of observation tend towards red. During Hubble's observations, the light from the stars was discovered to tend towards red. This meant that they were constantly moving away from us. Before long, Hubble made another very important discovery. Stars and galaxies moved away not only from us, but also from one another.
The only conclusion that could be derived from a universe where everything moves away from everything else is that the universe constantly expands.
Better understand, the universe can be thought of as a surface of a balloon being blown up. Just as the points on the surface of a balloon move apart from each other as the balloon is inflated, so do the objects in space move apart from each other as the universe keeps expanding. In fact, this had been theoretically discovered earlier. Albert Einstein, who is considered the greatest scientist of the 20th century, had concluded, after the calculations he made in theoretical physics, that the universe could not be static. However, he had laid his discovery to rest, simply not to conflict with the widely recognized static universe model of his time. Later on, Einstein was to identify his act as the greatest mistake of his career. What did the expansion of the universe imply? The expansion of the universe implied that if it could travel backwards in time, the universe would prove to have originated from a single point. The calculations showed that this single point that harbored all the matter of the universe should have zero volume and infinite density. The universe had come about by the explosion of this single point with zero volume. This great explosion that marked the beginning of the universe was named the Big Bang, and the theory started to be so called. It has to be stated that zero volume is a theoretical expression used for descriptive purposes. Science can define the concept of nothingness, which is beyond the limits of human comprehension. Only by expressing it as a point with zero volume, in truth, a point with no volume means nothingness. Thus, the universe has come to being from nothingness. In other words, it was created.
This fact, which was discovered by modern physics only in the 20th century, was stated in the Quran 14 centuries ago. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth.
The Big Bang Theory showed that in the beginning, all the objects in the universe were of one piece and then were parted. This fact, which was revealed by the Big Bang Theory, was again stated in the Quran 14 centuries ago, when people had a very limited knowledge about the universe. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan.
Do unbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together and then we unstitched them?
This is meant that the entire matter was created with a big bang out of a single point and shaped the present universe by being parted from each other. The expansion of the universe is one of the most important pieces of evidence that the universe was created out of nothing. Although this fact was not discovered by science until the 20th century, Allah has informed us of this reality in the Quran, revealed 1400 years ago. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan.
It is we who have built the universe with our creative power, and verily, it is we who are steadily expanding it.
The Big Bang was an evident indication that the universe was created from nothing. In other words, that it was created by Allah. For this reason, astronomers committed to the materialist philosophy continued to resist the Big Bang and uphold the idea of the infinite universe.
The reason for this effort was revealed in the words of Arthur Eddington, one of the foremost materialist physicists, who said, "Philosophically, the notion of an abrupt beginning to the present order of nature is repugnant to me."